Okay, okay, guys, listen up. Quiet. Listen up, gentlemen. And lady. Class only takes 8 hours, and I can safely say it beats having to risk your life in a fire. By how much I can't say. Don!
Thank you, Mom. Hi, guys, Don Kleinman. I know nobody wants to be here.
Yeah, seeing as how the neighborhood we serve is short of rig for the next 8 hours.
Yeah, we ain't happy. Yeah,
fair enough. Now, how many of you, being totally honest now, how many of you would say that you're prejudiced? Show of hands. Okay, see, now this is a usual response. No one identifies him or herself as prejudiced. We all think, okay, we have a hand up. You think you're prejudiced?
Yep.
Against who?
Well, let's see. Chevy neons that cost $12,000 to buy but have $8,000 paint jobs and 9 spicks inside them smoking weed. That's one thing.
Okay, now listen. The term spick.
It's okay. I'm a spick.
Well, see, that's really not...
Crazy chink broads who don't know how to drive in the first place, and now they got cell phones stuck to their ears while they're doing 65 miles an hour down 6th Avenue. Huh?
Yeah.
Right? And crazy chinks on bikes with 10 pounds of Chinese food strapped to the handlebars.
Okay, yeah. Now, see, the word chink is what I like to call a problem word.
If I were a chink, I'd rather be called a chink than a gook.
Okay, now, hold on. Listen to me, please. Chinese people would not like to be called gook or chink or pan face or zipper head or...
See, that's another thing. I mean, Puerto Ricans, we get shafted even when it comes to racism. Chinks got what, like 4 ethnic slurs? We get 1, spick, that's it. The Irish, they got Mick, Patty, Donkey. Italians, they got Guinea, Wop, Dago.
Yeah, Spaghetti Bender.
Spaghetti Bender went out of style during Sinatra's first marriage.
Okay. Greaseball?
Yeah, Greaseball, there you have it, that's 4.
That's right, you know what, same thing with the Jews, right? Eve, Tyke, Jew Boy, Benny,
Shylock.
That's 5.
Yeah, black people forget about it. Spear Chucker, Jungle Bunny, Raisin Head, Porch Monkey,
Spook.
Giant.
Tar Baby.
Yeah, it's endless, totally unfair.
Yeah.
What?
I have a video that I would like you to watch. Hopefully it will it'll spark some serious thoughts.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, did you catch the big game last night?
No. You assumed I was a sports fan because I'm black. I was at the theater last night.
Well, hey, my man.
Remember, sensitivity is needed when dealing with others, especially those with different ethnicities and those of the opposite sex. In conclusion, don't be like our friend.
Ooh. You people have the best produce.
What do you mean, you people?
Show the same sensitivity to others that you would like others to show to you. It makes for a better workplace and a better world for us all.
Okay. Now, what did we learn from that? Any thoughts? Yes.
Only white people can be racist?
That wasn't the point of the video.
Well, it's pretty obvious. I mean, where were the black guys calling white people crackers? Huh? Where were the Mexicans shitting all over the Puerto Ricans? You know? Where were the Chinese people making fun of the Japs who hate the Koreans, who hate people?
Okay, now, hold on.
No, this is bullshit. You know what? The only reason we're here is because somebody in our crew called somebody else a name.
It was twat, by the way. Just so we're clear.
It's just to cover the FDNY's ass. That's all it's good for, you know? Just in case some Puerto Rican woman or some fat Chinese guy files a lawsuit against the FDNY, or, God help us, there's another disgruntled female firefighter who thinks she has a case, the FDNY could say, no, they can't be prejudiced. They took this horseshit sensitivity training. Let me tell you something. Next time I run into a burning building and refuse to bring out anybody who's not the same color as me, that's when you can bring my angry, sober, pink Irish ass back down here. Got it? Go outside for a smoke.
Come in and break everybody.
Testes 3-4.
Whoa, you look a lot louder than me.
Yeah, I do.
Why do you think that is?
Because I've got my mouth right on this thing like it's a big, juicy, black cock.
Well, now I look okay.
Yeah.
Now I look too loud.
Oh, you're good.
Oh, goodness.
Nothing's up very loud. No, it looks fine.
Testes. 1, 2.
Okay, I need you to go to...
Put your mouth on it like a big black cock?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, you just get on like, oh, tease it a little.
The example?
Yeah, lick the tip. Got to work the shaft.
Yeah?
Yeah, float it in your mouth.
Yeah, Jesse's relaxing in Florida.
Yeah.
Wonder if he's got oil on him.
I think he probably should.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Go to Google.
We haven't even been talking for 10 seconds.
No, but I need you to do this.
Want me to?
Because you don't know what this is yet. Because I haven't told you, but you need to do this.
Okay.
You're at Google. Just says Google.
Google. Okay.
Type in Dead Duck Day.
Dead Duck Day. News for Dead Duck Day. It's Dead Duck Day. Am I clicking this?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
It's Dead Duck Day.
What are we doing here?
Well, it's got to load first.
Load. Okay. Oh my god, that's so small. What do I do with my glasses? Oh my god. Oh! Oh! Dead Duck Day, as if you didn't already know, is celebrating by the Museum of Natural History in Holland to commemorate the day one of its researchers made in...
The first recorded description of homosexual necrophilia in ducks.
There's a day?
There's a day devoted to Dead Duck Day.
For
the first time, a researcher found a duck that fucked another duck that was also male, and it died.
Which is worse?
I don't know.
No, you know, like, which one is more frowned upon? Like,
okay.
Oh, man. They fucked... This guy duck fucked another guy duck. That's gross. Oh, yeah. And that guy duck was dead.
Yeah, but look. Look there at the bottom. Homosexuality and necrophilia have both been documented in ducks before, but not at the same time. This is what happened.
Yesterday was gay necrophilia duck day?
Yeah. So this is what happened.
That's like a real day?
Yeah, it's a real day. This is what happened. This researcher was looking at these ducks. He was just watching them doing his research. All of a sudden, this duck bolts out of nowhere and starts running at this other male duck. And the two are running. And the one male duck that's about to get fucked drops dead of a heart attack. And then the other duck starts fucking it.
Yeah. You think the duck in like duck language is like, "You's about to get fucked," and he's like, "Oh no,
get raped."
Oh wow! So that was what we got all excited about.
Yeah, it's Dead Duck Day. I mean, what if there was Dead Human Day? The first time anybody ever found another dude butt fucking a corpse of a male prostitute.
Yeah, yeah, that's. Ooh.
So it's Dead Hooker Day.
See, you wanted to say something about the grave we saw or whatever that was.
Yeah. Oh, so. we found this... Okay, on the way to the Mills Mall, there's this shrine. It's what it is. It's a shrine. Some dude on this outer road, I guess, lost control of his car and I guess either died on the road or in a ditch. I'm pretty sure it's like I'm pretty sure the shrine is in the ditch because that's you can't put it in the middle of the road, but I mean there's also a good chance that's where the guy died because that's kind of where the road ends, so he might have died right there. So this family put up a rock garden and planted a tree and tied a teddy bear into the tree and put all this shit on the side of this road, and the only thing I can think of is, wasn't there a body? Like, doesn't this dude have, like, a real grave that they could do this to? Like, what's the point of doing it at the place where the guy just died?
And, like, on his birthday and stuff, do they go to that site, or do they go to his actual grave?
I guess they go to both. I've seen him out there. There's, like, there was, like, 8 people there last time I fucking saw it.
That's weird.
And they all look fucking different. They couldn't have all been family members.
That's kind of weird to, like, go to where someone died.
Yeah, I mean, that's not where they're at. They're at their gravesite. I mean,
maybe
I understand
like
they're probably in pieces.
Thing. Like, maybe they bring Whoopi Goldberg with them and
like make out with her and pretend it's Patrick Swayze and stuff.
That'd be kind of creepy.
Yeah, probably.
But I don't understand that. Like, I see those all over the fucking road where people die at like on the highway and they leave like a cross or something there. But this is just way over the fucking top. Like, I gotta, like, there's gotta be a body somewhere. Like, the dude isn't there. I mean, if you want to say anything, he's at his gravesite. I mean, that's where the body was. I mean, do they think, like, when he died, his spirit is just sitting right where he fucking died, and then that's where he sits?
In the car, I told you to remind me to talk about something, but I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, bum cookies.
Bum cookies.
What the fuck are bum cookies?
I have to talk to you about two things today. Bum cookies and Mega Man. Which one do you want to talk about first?
Let's talk about Mega Man.
Okay. Have a question about Mega Man.
Yeah.
Now, you played Mega Man when you were a kid, right?
Fucking, I play Mega Man now.
My question is, the bad guys in Mega Man.
Yeah.
They're sitting in that room with one door and no windows waiting for Mega Man to show up and kill them.
Yeah.
My question is, if Airman kills Mega Man,
yeah,
does Airman call the other guys and say, go ahead and live your lives, you know, Mega Man's dead, he's not coming? Or do they just stay there until they eventually die?
Well, no, they're not waiting there for Mega Man to come show up. I mean, that's their lair. That's where they live. Like, Mega Man's going to their, like, house, fucking up all their shit, killing all their goddamn friends and pets, and then finds them in their bedroom and then fucking murders them, takes their hands. He takes their fucking hands and then leaves to beat other people up with their hands. That's what he fucking does.
It is, yeah. So
Mega Man's some serial killer.
They're always home. How come Mega Man never goes to their house and, like, they're not there?
Well, obviously, where do you think you spend your most time? Like, if somebody were to say, how do I kill Mike, where would you think they would try to go first?
Your home.
Yeah, but would they just,
they're never
would they
not
stalk
there,
a
though.
Yeah, but obviously he times it pretty damn good.
And I think you answered my other question, but I'll ask it anyway.
Yeah.
When they want to leave their lair and, like, go hang out with their friends,
yeah,
do they have to escape this crazy maze of bad guys that they've set up, or are they all his friends?
Yeah, they're his friends. Like,
are they like his henchmen?
Well, no, not all of them.
Are
like,
they like
they're all
buddies?
Not. Like, most of them are. Some of them are robots, but then some of them are like those little like robot dogs and shit.
Yeah. What about like the little like indestructible slinky things? I hated those.
No, those are his pets. Those are his friends. Like,
so if he goes to leave his lair, they don't attack him.
No,
he can
I mean,
just walk by him.
Yeah.
Does he have to jump over him, or can he just like
okay,
you
know,
walk by him?
You know Joey's house where he's got that, or Joey's old house, his parents' house, where they have that gigantic ass fucking white dog that would fucking eat every baby on the planet and still not be full.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's a mean creature that you would assume you wouldn't really want to live next to. It's probably kind of, like, menacing.
Yeah.
But to them, that's their little pet. Like,
oh,
that's
so
their friend.
When they leave, they're cool. So do you... That is, like, their lair, and sometimes they leave, but they just are never gone when Mega Man's coming.
Yeah, like, he comes at, like, 10:30 at night.
Does
on
he
a weekday.
Catch any of them by surprise? Or do they know he's coming? Because it seems like they're always just standing there, like... Oh,
well,
yeah,
you,
hey,
wouldn't
Mega
hear,
Man.
You wouldn't hear some dude breaking into your house?
Yeah, fucking up all your shit.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they're locking themselves up in their bedroom, in their panic room or
so
some
really,
shit.
So really, Mega Man's kind of the anti-hero.
Yeah, he's the
I
fucking
mean,
home invader.
He's invading all of their homes and
yeah, what the fuck are they doing?
Killing
are they,
all their pets.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck are they doing? Are they, like, hatching some diabolical plan in their apartment?
And in theory, when you see Mega Man, he, like... teleports in like a little blip, and then suddenly he's there at the beginning of the level, and then at the end of the level he teleports out. My question is, why doesn't he just teleport to the end to begin with? And not wait, does Mega Man want to be the only robot, and so he's going to destroy all the other robots?
Well, you see, if he teleported right into their like bedroom,
yeah,
they might be fucking. So
He gives them time.
Yeah, he's like banging on the door.
Yeah.
Like, say, hey, get the fuck out of your house,
yeah,
faggot.
Yeah, you got 10 seconds.
Yeah.
You better stop fucking or shitting or doing whatever it is you do.
Yeah, so he gives them like a fair, like, how long does it take to get to the end? Like 3 or 4 minutes?
You know, Mega Man really just looks like a little homosexual boy with a bike helmet on.
Yeah, no, no, no. Remember the first Mega Man, like the box art for it? It was a dude in a helmet with a pistol.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he never had a pistol.
And then they just decided, you know what, he's got an arm cannon. He's not a dude with a helmet and an arm pistol.
Yeah, I heard they were making like a Mega Man live-action movie.
It's done.
It is done?
Yeah, Hewitt sent me the link to it the other day. We're going to have to watch it one of these days.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Who's in it?
I have no idea. And it's a bunch of little Asian people, I think.
You know what would be awesome?
What?
Vin Diesel as Mega Man.
I'd watch that. Yeah, so that I was just wondering, because, you know, I mean, it seems like they're just hanging out there waiting for Mega Man to come kill them, and I was just wondering if a certain time comes where they're like, well, I guess he's not coming, or if they just wait there until they die. Is that
no, Mega Man stalks him. I mean, he's not just like, when he teleports out, I mean, he's not teleporting directly into the next house. I mean, he's teleporting
back to home base where he can,
yeah, I mean,
you know, make sure that they're home. And
yeah, he waits for them to get home. He's got like little cameras set up.
He goes out to his mega white van.
Yeah, no, he had the
listening devices. And
do you remember the TV show where that old professor dude was on there? He looked like
Dr. Light.
Yeah, Dr. Light.
Yeah,
and
Dr. Light's doing the recon.
Yeah, Dr. Light's there just like stalking these fuckers, and he's got his little fuck child with him. That one girl. With the blonde hair. Do you remember her?
I don't remember a fuck child.
No. There was Mega Man and then his little fucking dog that turns into like a sled.
Okay, what was his name?
Rocket or something.
RC or...
Yeah, it was something weird. Yeah. And then in the TV show, they brought this like robot girl along who looked like some like Asian man's fantasy, like some little 14-year-old girl.
Was she hot?
I don't know. She was a robot.
Did she kind of look like a... Inspector Gadget's daughter?
Yeah, she kind of looked like Penny, only longer blonde hair.
Penny.
Yeah, but her name wasn't Penny. It was some, like, weird, stupid-ass robot name.
Penny's probably all grown up by now.
I think Penny's dead by now. I think she probably got addicted to smack.
Yeah.
From being around her fucked-up uncle all the goddamn time.
And that stupid dog. Oh, was he her uncle?
Yeah, that was her uncle. You know, Uncle Gadget?
It wasn't her dad?
No, that wasn't her dad. That was Uncle
Why
Gadget.
Why did that work?
Because that was her uncle, and she, like, lived there because her dad probably tried to stick his finger
in. You know, there's,
in her.
Like, there's weird family dynamics in cartoons. Why don't they... I mean, like, wasn't Scrooge McDuck those kids' uncle?
Yeah, Scrooge McDuck was their uncle. Like,
why did they live with him?
They never established
that.
Did
they ever explain that?
No, they were just, like, they just came over one day, and then they lived there.
Shouldn't they explain these things? I mean, like...
No, it's like...
Daddy, why does, you know, such and such live with their uncle? I mean, why does everybody live with their uncles?
I don't know. Weird. I guess it's like that whole, like, if mommy brings home second mommy. Like, oh, I guess that's just second mommy. Like, it's not really explained. It's just, that is second mommy.
Huh. I mean, like, the... You know, when you get into... later TV shows, not cartoons, they explain it. But if they're going to put that into a cartoon, shouldn't they explain it in some way?
Well, no. I mean, do you remember Hey Arnold back in the day?
I remember the character. He had, like, the weird sideways football head.
Yeah.
But I don't think I ever watched it. I think that was after my...
Yeah, I think they based fucking time. Stewie Griffin off fucking Hey Arnold.
Yeah, probably.
So the end of the TV show was them telling... You know, the audience why Hey Arnold lives with his fucking grandparents. That was the end of the show.
Wait, speaking of cartoons and unexplained things, did they ever explain why Skeeter on Doug is green and everybody else on the show is normal colors?
No, that's supposed to be... He's supposed to be the black guy.
Why didn't they just make him black?
I don't know.
Like, it's just a whole world of... normal colored people, and then one green dude. And they never fucking explain why that dude is green.
Because they couldn't put a black... Oh,
why can't they put a black... They put black people in shit all the time.
Speaking of which, this reminds me of something that Jesse probably wouldn't let me talk about. I'm going into politics now.
Oh, no, not religion or politics.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of religion and politics, I kind of got into it with the Westboro Baptist Church lady again.
Again?
Yeah. And I decided that I'm starting the Eastboro Baptist Church.
Yeah.
And we are going to protest misspelled song titles. So we're going to go to Prince concerts.
Yeah.
And we're going to have poster board signs that say God hates misspelled song titles.
Oh, what about...
I would die four as in the number four, yeah. And U is in the letter U. Yeah, that we're done with that shit. That's what we're at.
Oh, you told me that. I brought up K dollar sign SHA.
Yeah, K dollar sign. Yeah. No, yeah.
HA or something.
Fuck her. Yeah, we're going to get her.
You know, I think would be a great like doppelganger to the Westboro Baptist Church.
What?
I saw this picture and I think it'd be amazing. Like, this group should go and counter protest all the Westboro Baptist Church shenanigans, the black gay Klansmen for peace and tolerance.
You know, chances are the best way to handle those people is just ignore them.
Yeah.
But when I'm sitting at work and I'm really bored, it's really fun. Megan Phelps Roper, I think, or Megan Phelps, or I don't know, but I fuck with her all the time. She's great. She's on Twitter. I just go back and forth with her all the time.
You know,
I think at some point I referred to her as, I referred to them as traveling hobos.
Yeah.
Because really that's what they're doing. They're standing on street corners with signs.
Well, they're bull baiting.
Yeah, they're begging somebody to hit them so that they can make money, which is basically the same thing as, you know.
Yeah, they might as well fucking, I hope this isn't a lawsuit offense or whatever, since they're all fucking lawyers, but they might as well just go to a mall in, like, the middle of winter and just, oops, I slipped and I fell. Oh, my back.
Yeah, they're con artists.
Yeah, it's not a con. I mean,
well,
they're not trying.
It is.
No, they're not conning anybody. They just want them to hit them.
Yeah.
They're not trying to put it over on anybody. They're just waiting for it.
But, I mean, that's the point. It's like, I mean, they don't really, I don't think they really hate anybody.
I think they're going to stop going to schools because the last few times they've gone to, like, colleges to protest whatever happened at a college, I think they found out that college kids don't have shit to do and they don't have money and they're prone to do shit without thinking about it, and they'll throw beer bottles at them, they'll rush them all the fucking time, and the last few times that they've gone to colleges, they got their shit fucked up, so I don't think they're going to go there anymore.
But they're protesting things that, like, you don't really...
It's considered bad taste, yeah.
They were... not even bad taste. The last thing I saw they were protesting was a Bon Jovi concert. And, like, they said, well, you know, there's going to be a lot of people there. So it has nothing to do with... the thing about protesting something is you protest something that you disagree with. But if you're protesting by going to a Bon Jovi concert just because there are a lot of people there... then that's something completely different. That's just causing bullshit for bullshit's sake.
Well, I think they've stopped going to soldiers' funerals. I think they might have come a little too close to death a few times. Because I don't think they understand this. Like, when a soldier dies, like, most of those people, it's not like a dude... just randomly joins the military. A lot of these people have military families. All these motherfuckers have, you know, weapons training, explosive training.
Yeah, I mean, that's
they
the,
can
that's
kill
the
these
type.
People, and they'll never know who the fuck it was.
Yeah.
And even if they did, I bet the cops would say, oh, man, I don't think we got the manpower for this. This is going to take a while. So,
all right.
Yeah. I'm not advocating them dying or anything.
Absolutely not. No.
I wouldn't advocate anybody dying, but if they were to die, I probably wouldn't be too sad.
No. I mean, it's not like, you know, I might protest their funeral.
Well, I wouldn't actually, you know, break up anything I'm doing that day to go do it.
Yeah, no,
I mean, you'd have to drive all the way to Kansas City. I mean, it's not close.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably wouldn't, I wouldn't be sad, but, you know, I probably wouldn't be too happy. Like, oh, well, did you hear so-and-so died from
Westboro
Baptist Church?
I don't really give a shit. And you know what? Honestly, I hope Megan Phelps lives forever. She's fun to fuck with, but...
Well, the thing is, I think they're insane. Like, I honestly think that they have schizophrenia. Like I think they need medication.
Well, I mean, they talk to an invisible man in the sky, but that's
no. They don't just talk to an invisible man in the sky. They think that the invisible man in the sky is telling them to hate faggots.
But do you?
I mean, they're not just talking to him. It's not just like a one way conversation.
Do you
think they're going back and forth?
Do you think they believe their bullshit, or do you think that they're just spouting it, you know, to incite something?
Okay, the old man definitely does. The old man, Phelps, he definitely does. His daughter. Definitely does. I don't think once you get below that, like their kids, even though like the 20 and 23 year olds, I don't think they're too into it.
Somebody needs to take those kids away, man. Because I mean, those little kids are creepy. It's like, are you serious? That kid's like 3. How does he even know what that is?
Well, they don't. But that's the thing. You can tell, like, once you get past, you know, the second generation, you got the old man, then you got the, you know, middle-aged, like, getting on in years woman, and then you got her kids. Her kids, they still say the same things, but it's, you know, it's kind of like...
It's just, you know, monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, well, they say it, but it's almost like a 14-year-old girl taking an oral history test where she obviously didn't study. Like, yeah, this happened, Yeah, the general guy, he went and he told him to fuck him or some shit. Like, I don't know. Like, but shit got fucked. What happened.
I bet that Jesse is sitting here listening to this, like, on his way to work or something, going, fucking talk about something else!
Okay, but...
Fucking stop it!
What?
Matt, can I tell the hobo cookie story now?
Yeah, tell the hobo cookies.
Or did you have something to talk about?
No, well, okay, you go to Hobo Cookies.
Well, Hobo Cookies has nothing to do.
This is what I was originally talking about.
Yeah.
Not you know, the Westboro Baptist Church and fuck them, whoever the fuck they are, other than the one or two people that are actually on TV. But over in, I think it's Arizona, this dude was to paint a mural on the side of the school, and it was called, like, Go Greener or some shit. It was just this mural of these, like, kids, like, helping the environment and, you know, like, you know, trying to make, you know, trees grow. And they got a lot of hate mail, and they got a lot of phone calls about it. And the guy was told there was nothing wrong with the message, but he had to go back and redraw the little kids to make their skin tones lighter.
Were they all the same color?
No, there was a bunch of different skin tones, but he said, I mean, the point is, the school was telling, look, you got to redraw these kids and make their skin lighter.
So
they looked too black and Mexican, like there was too many of them.
Oh,
and like the poster child, you know, they always have like the one kid that's out in front, and that's like the smiling face of whatever the mural is about.
Yeah,
it was a little black kid, and
he was too black.
All throughout this article I was reading, I kept seeing that same phrase over and over again. I'm not racist, but... And then, you know, immediately following, you're going to hear some racist shit.
Yeah.
And each time, it was a quote by different people, and it all said, I'm not a racist, but... There's only 4 black families in this entire county, and I don't think that there should be a black kid on the front of it. That's kind of offensive. Are you shitting me? How do you fucking not say, I'm not a racist, but here's some racist shit? Do you not understand what's about to come out of your mouth? They've obviously thought about it. They thought about it to a point where they had to excuse themselves from what they were just about to fucking say. They know what it is. They know it's racist, and then they want to say, well, don't blame me for being racist. That's what they want to say. Look, I understand what I'm going to say is racist, but it's my feeling, and I pay taxes, and you know what? Fuck you.
Yeah.
They should just say that.
Why not?
They don't hide it. Just say, look, I don't want to have to drive down the street every day and look at some little nigger. That's what they want to say. They want to say that, but they can't. Because somewhere deep in their mind, they know, you know what, this is a little fucked up.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't have these feelings, but I do. So I'm going to say it to this reporter, that's, and he's going to print it. But in order to print it, I want him to know that I'm not a racist. I just don't like blacks.
I'm not racist, but...
But I don't think I want to look at little Mexican kids and black kids when I'm going by my children's school to pick them up. That's not really okay with me. Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh,
what the fuck is wrong with these people?
Okay, hobo cookies.
Hobo cookies, let's go.
I go to the bank and take a bank deposit for my job every day. Every day I work. And when I go, generally I go get a breakfast sandwich from Jack in the Box.
Yep.
And so I go to this one Jack in the Box that's on the corner of two fairly busy intersections on my way there. And there's one on two of the four corners. There are these hobos that they have pamphlets. I've never actually read the pamphlet. I don't know what it says, but it's
wait,
for something.
If they're hobos, where do they get the money for pamphlets?
I have no idea.
So are they? Okay, go on with your
maybe
story.
They're not hobos. I don't know. To me, this is exactly what I said to the Westboro lady. If you're standing on a street corner,
yep,
with some kind of sign asking me for change, you're a hobo.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. If you're asking for donations,
well, they're
for
not
something.
Are they asking for donations, the Westboro people? I don't think they are. They're just there to say they don't like gay
people. Well, that was the other thing. That was the other thing. How do they make money? Like, what is their source of income?
You told me they were lawyers. They just don't tell who their clientele is. They probably won't show up in court with them.
Yeah, so I mean, like,
maybe
plane tickets are expensive. I'm talking about going on vacation at the end of this month. I know plane tickets are expensive. For all their crazy little racist children.
No, I think they have vans.
And they just drive around in vans?
Okay,
so. Okay, well, gas costs money. And if none of them have jobs, how do they get, I mean, do they get donations? Who would donate
money
to
them? Well, it's not just the Phelps. I mean, it's not just that last name that's associated with this church. There's like a handful of other people, and you don't know who their fucking names are. They have lives. They probably donate to the church like everybody else.
That's crazy.
Well, yeah, but I mean, how else are you going to get it where the faggots?
Anyway, hobo cookies. So, and these are really aggressive hobos. Like, a lot of people, they'll stand there with their sign, they'll give you a little nod, you kind of shake your head, no, I'm not giving you anything, and then they move on. These hobos will knock on your window, these hobos will yell shit at you if your window's down and like walk up to your car and like shake their jar at you. These are aggressive hobos. They really want your change.
You guys don't have like laws that like they can't do that, or...
Well, I don't know. If there are laws, they're not abiding by them.
Oh, well, so, they're hobos. I guess they don't really give a shit.
Every morning, what I do is I look for the hobos, and if the coast is clear, I go the normal way. But if there aren't, if the hobos are there, I make a right out of Jack in the Box,
yeah,
and I turn around at the Long John Silver's and drive back the other way with a light that they're not standing out of.
So you have to interrupt your travel.
I interrupt my travel and go a different direction to avoid the hobos.
Why don't you just call the cops on them? Oh. Say, look, these people are,
you know what?
They're getting in traffic. They're causing a disturbance.
They're knocking on my window. You know what? I'm not going to get involved with that. If the hobos need change, good for them.
Well, no.
It's
not about that.
Let me finish my story.
Okay.
I understand what you're saying. I should probably call the police on the hobos.
Yeah.
Anyway, the hobo was hiding, and I didn't see him. And so I went the way that I normally, you know, don't go if they're there. He walks up, and he knocks on my window, and I kind of, you know, shake my head like, no, dude, I ain't got nothing. I mean, I've given this guy probably... over the years that he's been standing there, I've probably given him $10. I mean, generally, I just grab a couple coins, throw them at him, and get him away from my car.
Yeah.
And so, today, this was like a week ago, I hand this guy a couple of coins, and he said, thank you, sir, and he gave me a bag of Famous Amos cookies. Now, I've given him change 100 times, and he's never given me anything. This time I get a bag of Famous Amos cookies.
Open?
So I'm unopened. So I'm looking at this bag of cookies, and I'm thinking, there's no fucking way I'm eating these hobo cookies.
No.
This hobo gave me this bag of cookies, and he might as well have just kept them. Because I'm not going to eat these fucking cookies. What the hell would I eat cookies handed to me by a hobo for? I mean, I'm not that hard up for cookies that I'm going to eat. If I want fucking cookies, I'd go to the grocery store and buy a bag of cookies. I'm not going to eat this guy's cookies that he gave me for the 13 cents I gave him.
Why don't you do this? He has a friend with him, right? You said there were two hobos?
Yeah.
Give it to the other hobo. Yeah.
Okay, so this bag is, like, faded out. Like, you know when you go to Blockbuster and there's that row of movies that's been in the sunlight?
Yeah, and for, like, decades.
They've, like, completely faded out and, like, you can barely see what it is. That's what these cookies looked like. These were some sun-dried cookies.
Shit.
And so I set them on the seat of my car. And so I'm like, I'm going to throw these cookies away when I get back to the office. I get back to the office, and my boss was in my office. I was like, oh. So I walk in with these cookies. She goes, you got cookies. I said, yeah. They were given me by a hobo, and I'm not going to eat them. She said, well, I'd eat them. And I said, no, they were given to me by a hobo for 13 cents. She said, well, they're closed, aren't they? I was like, yeah. She goes, well, then eat them. I said, no, you can have them. I'm not going to eat them. So I gave the hobo cookies to my boss.
Yeah.
That means I win.
What happens? What if the dude, like, injected, like, heroin and AIDS and semen into him? He doesn't have to open the bag for it. I'm sure, like, a hobo has a way of getting heroin needles.
Yeah.
What if he did it just to fuck with you?
Why would you poison the people that gave you 13 cents?
Why would you live on the street
and ask people for change?
Yeah, I mean, are we really dealing with somebody who... He's probably not all there. More than likely, he should be medicated, and he could be a productive member of society, but...
I got about 30 of those pamphlets in my car. Maybe I'll actually read... I usually just throw them away, but I'm sure I got plenty of them.
Maybe somebody pays them to advertise for them.
Maybe. Maybe I'm supposed to actually read it. But usually I just get a pamphlet, but this particular time, I got Famous Amos cookies.
Well, at least you got something this time.
Yeah.
You should do what I do.
What's that?
There was one time I gave a hobo money, and I was down in the loop. I was just out there with my girlfriend, and... We were, like, waiting for this movie to start. We didn't have anything to do. It was 30 minutes. You know, we'd walk around the loop. And for people not in St. Louis, it's this little, like, strip and, like, kind of outside of the city limits. And it's got, like, theaters. And it's kind of the place where hippies come to smoke pot and be trendy with their fucking, like, Karma and other shit and their record stores and whatever trendy hippie shit. That's the place to go for trendy hippie shit, is this little fucking loop.
Yeah.
And so I'm down there with my girlfriend, just waiting for this movie to start. This hobo comes up and he's like, hey, man, you got dollars? I'm like, okay, like, here, dude, here's, you know, here's all I got is like $3, but, you know, you're certainly welcome to it. You know, have a good day. And because I felt kind of bad for him, because obviously, like, you could just look at the guy and tell, he's fucked up, either drugs or something like, here's $3.
Or general hobo-ness.
Yeah, here's $3. I hope you put it to good use. Obviously, it's probably for more smack. But you know what? Fuck it. Give the guy a little bit of a high. I mean, that if that's how he wants to live, you know, perfect. Fine
sure.
with me.
Yeah.
The movie gets out, and the guy comes up and goes, hey, man, you got a dollar. Like, no, dude, I just gave you a dollar. And he's like, Oh. So, keep walking. We go get some food, going back to our car, and he's fucking there again, asking me for another fucking dollar. I was like, no, dude, I just gave you a fucking dollar today. So here's what you do. Obviously, most of these fucking hobos, and this works, I've done this to other hobos, you just say, no, dude, I just gave you a dollar, and they'll walk away. They don't know who the fuck gave them money. They're not
shouldn't
paying attention.
Pay attention.
No, they don't pay attention.
They should, though.
They,
what I'm saying is they should.
Yeah, but obviously...
I mean, I know who writes my checks.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, you're a productive member of society. You're not fucked up on drugs or have a mental disease.
Yeah.
You can keep track of people.
So what you're saying is the best way to... Does the hobo say thank you for, you know, the second time?
He didn't say thank you the first time.
Well, that's a bad hobo.
That is a bad hobo.
That's just rude.
But at the same time, every time a hobo comes up and he's like, no, dude, I gave you like a dollar. I just gave you one.
Well, we encountered a hobo in Chicago that he knew the rules of courtesy because our friend Steve, he was not very courteous to this hobo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you the story of the hobo in Chicago?
I don't think so. Is that
it was Hewitt's bachelor party. We're in Chicago. We're going from bar to bar. Everybody's had quite a bit to drink. And we're walking the streets of Chicago looking for a new bar to go into for whatever reason.
Just bar hopping, yeah, that's normal.
You know, whatever, yeah. And Steve encounters a hobo. Steve has a very unique approach to hobos, and that is he asks them why he should give them money.
Yeah.
And like, he engages in conversation. That's not that rude. Well, he engages in conversation with hobos that generally aren't very nice. It happens. But this particular hobo was wearing a Dallas Cowboys football jersey inside out.
Yeah.
And so Steve, he was drunk, and he was asking the hobo, what you know, player is on your Dallas Cowboys jersey? And the hobo said, you know, oh, it's Emmett Smith. And Steve says, I don't believe you. And he takes the hobo's hat off and tries to pull his jersey up over his head.
What?
Yeah, no, that's right.
Seriously? Why?
So the hobo gets really angry.
I would understand why.
Yeah. The hobo gets really angry, and he says, you don't do that, man. You don't touch my hat. It's about respect.
So did Steve get a lesson in respect from a homeless man?
Yes.
Asking for change?
Yes. And I don't know if Steve ended up giving him change or not. Probably not. But he did learn a valuable lesson about, hobos.
Yeah, not all of them are rude.
Yeah, and when he did this, we immediately thought of a song about, you know, the laws of hobos.
There's a song about the laws of hobos?
Have you never heard the hobo song?
Gas, grass, or ass?
All right, here we go.
Don't touch a hobo's hat. It's called respect. Don't touch that hobo's fucking hat. If I can't give you advice, it's that you don't touch a hobo's hat. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Steve. Don't touch that fucking hobo's motherfucking hat. It's called respect. Hey, guys, serious. You see a hobo, and he's wearing a hat. Don't touch his hat. Yeah. Why? It's about respect. I mean, it is.
Wow, don't touch no hobo's head.
You see a hobo? Don't touch his head. Because he likes his head, and he don't want you to touch it. If he's wearing a Cowboys jersey, who gives a shit what name's on it? About respect. About respect. Don't touch a hobo's hat. Don't touch a hobo's hat. Just a little bit of respect. Don't touch a hobo's hat. Right. Leave his hat alone. About respect. About respect. Don't touch a hobo's hat. Never touch a hobo's hat. Amen, brother.
Yeah, so let that be a lesson to you.
Don't you touch that hobo's hat.
Can't believe you never heard that.
Never.
That's some back in the day shit. God, how long ago was that? That was probably a year and a half ago.
Well, that's not back in the day shit.
Well,
it's
I
like
mean,
last
for us,
week,
you know. I mean, time goes fast.
Like a taint.
Yeah.
Taint in the woods.
Do taints in the woods go fast?
Well, I mean, if it's attached to a squirrel who's getting chased by a dog.
Well, speaking of segments, should we do it? Should we burn another Mike's Dad Answers Yahoo questions?
I haven't heard this one. Is it good?
I don't know. You know, they're okay.
Okay, put it on. Do the shit. Fuck yeah, Leroy!
Leroy Jenkins.
And now Mike's Dad Answers Random Questions on Yahoo Answers. What is the best kind of tape to use on my cat? He won't stop meowing and I want to go to bed. I was thinking of duct taping his mouth shut, but that will probably pull out his fur when I take it off in the morning. Is there any kind of tape that will hold his mouth shut but not stick to his fur that bad? Maybe like the blue painter's tape? Is that strong enough for a cat jaw though?
Gorilla glue will work better than any tape. Or take the cat for a one-way ride.
And this has been Mike's Dad Answers Random Questions on Yahoo Answers.
That was kind of awesome.
We got a few more of those to burn, so we might as well just stick them in there.
I should ask my mom if she wants to do something along those lines.
She say no.
I didn't ask her.
Oh, I thought you said you did ask
her. No, I need to.
Well, I'm telling you what. Yeah. Lunch today proved that I think my favorite segment of all time will be Napier Talks to Children.
Napier teaches kids the wrong color names.
Oh, Napier's... your girlfriend listens, right?
Yeah.
Amanda, seriously, we need to get on this Napier interviews children thing because it'll be wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
So that's your homework assignment. Get me some Napier Interviews Children recordings.
I don't know any little kids other than my lady friend's little sister.
Well, interview her then.
You can't just interview one little kid. You said Napier Interviews Children, not Napier Interviews his girlfriend's little sister.
Okay, we just renamed the segment. Napier Interviews his girlfriend's little sister.
That's gay.
Well, we'll get other children, too.
Yeah, but then she's going to hate me, because I'm going to teach her the wrong
her anything.
Why?
Just talk to her about things.
What about her goddamn cookies?
Yes.
And how much she fucking loves chocolate chip cookies?
Yeah. Well, that's not what she said. She said, I love chocolate chip cookies! She, like, enunciated, like, the wrong thing.
I guess while she was saying the sentence, she was thinking about them and became excited.
But then, I don't know, you had an interesting conversation with her, and it was enjoyable.
Yeah.
That'll be my new favorite segment, once it exists, which it doesn't yet.
No, it doesn't exist yet.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That's life. I miss Jesse.
Yeah. He fills spaces.
Yeah.
With his fake laughter.
Ha ha! Spiders. We.
Can we throw a third segment in, or would that be too much?
I don't know. We need filler. I'm horrible at this.
Yeah?
Should I do a karaoke?
Hey, now we're talking.
Yeah, I didn't smoke that much today. I think I can do it.
Well, I wanted to, you know, throw one more thing in there, because I might as well... might as well just clear the tank. And then we'll do Napier karaoke. So we'll have four segments.
Awesome.
The other day at hockey, we went to the bar afterwards, and the lady that works at the place hangs out with us sometimes. And I think she was pretty hammered.
Isn't she, like, 9 times out of 10 pretty hammered?
Yeah, I think so. But what happened was... Me, Chris, and Bobby were hanging out at B-Dubs down the street, and she was at the bar we go to after hockey getting hammered, and she was talking to Chris back and forth, and she said something about, you know, somebody sending her a picture of one of our wieners or something. And so Chris said.
Which one?
I think she was talking to Chris. I think she has a crush on Chris. But
well, everybody has a crush on Chris.
I don't know what the deal is. Everybody has a crush on Chris. But anyway.
Especially the Cougars.
Yeah, Cougars. Chris said, Mike, do that thing where you stick your thumb through the, you know, fly your pants, you know, like a, you know, you got like a thumb penis. And he took a picture of it and sent it to her. And so when we got to the bar, she said, oh, and I loved your penis, by the way. And I said, what? And in that time, I managed to get the voice memo thing up on my phone, and yep. I recorded her saying, I loved your penis, by the way.
Yep.
And so I decided I needed to do something with this recording, and the only thing I could think to do with it was to make a little I loved your penis, by the way, song.
Yeah,
and so that's what I did, and I'm thinking that me and Chris are going to collaborate and write a country song as well, you know, like, you know, Shane, she said I loved your penis anyway, or I don't know, something. I don't know. We're spitballing ideas and you know all that, but for now we have the dance remix for I loved your penis, by the way.
Well, awesome,
awesome.
Let's do this shit.
Do it.
I said I loved your penis, by the way.
Yeah, so there's a, what is that, like our third little segment?
Yep.
So we're being lazy this week. I don't know, Napes, what Napier karaoke song you want to do this week? Chris gave me a list, but none of the lists are ones that I can find the karaoke bed for, so I mean, I guess we'll just have to do mainstream things. What do you feel like doing? What sounds good?
Foreigner?
You want to do some fucking Foreigner? Like Dirty White Boy, maybe? Or?
No, I don't like that one.
I've been waiting for a girl like you. I want to know what love is. Do that one, Napes.
Isn't that...
I want you to show me. What do you think?
Do I have a voice for that?
Come on, Napes. You can do it.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's the wrong one. I'm pretty excited about this.
I'm going to be so bad at this. I want to know what love is. I've got to take a little time. A little time to think it over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older. Now this mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see love shine It keeps me warm as life grows colder. In my life, there's heartache and pain. I don't know if I can take it again. Can't stop now. I've traveled so far to change this lonely life. I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. I want to feel what love is. I know you can show me. I'm going to take time, a little time. Little time to look around me. I've got nowhere left to hide. Looks like love has finally found me here. In my life, there's been heartache and pain. I don't know if I can take it again. Up now, I've traveled so far to change this lonely life. I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. I want to feel what love is. No, you can show me.
I'm gonna rape your face.
Fuck face. I wanna know what love is. I want you to show me your titties. And I wanna feel what love is. I know you can show me your titties. Let's talk about love. Love that you feel inside. And I'm feeling so much love. Oh, you just can't hide. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's touch dicks.
Let's touch dicks. Show me your titties.
Oh, boy. This isn't our best work, is it?
Nope.
Kind of called this one in, didn't we?
Yeah, I think I'm bleeding vaginally, though. Fucking song got my little giny wet.
Yeah.
Think I'm ready to stick both fingers in there.
In your giny?
In my penis hole.
What fingers?
Both of them.
You have more than two.
I know.
So which two?
Both index fingers.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. I'm going to do it. You know how those people do it at the mall? You know, where they make like a hole in their ear and they make the little hole bigger with like different gauges? I'm going to do that. Except I'm going to start with my pinky finger, my dick hole.
You just prefaced the conversation about putting your fingers in your penis by saying you know how those people do it at the mall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, those fucking mall skaters.
Yeah, you know, those people at the mall, sometimes they just put their fingers in their penis holes.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yep.
I don't have any more segments.
I don't have anything else either, and I think I'm bleeding in my throat.
That's close enough to an hour.
Yeah. We got like a little thing we can put on at the end. It's kind of like an advertisement, right? It's like, oh, go to our website. Find out all these cats you can see on our website.
Wiki, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Look at this. Hey.
Look, watch. Watch me shave my penis.
Hey, look. Over here you can see Napier.
I'm going to put a rubber band around my dick and jerk off.
Yeah.
See that on the blog.
Yeah, just watch it. Watch me flick the tip of my penis with one of those fucking ice cube trays.
Hey, everybody, it's Napier. Here's the email address.
Look at all the dumb shit I'm going to do with my anus. Watch me put things in there that shouldn't go.
What's going to go up there?
I don't know.
It could be fireworks. It could be a garden hose.
I know what it isn't. Daddy's love. You can't fill your love with things. Fuck you, faggot. Peace out.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Hey, it's Napier. Go to wfodicks.blogspot.com. It's our fucking blog. Then, when you're done with that, go to wfodicks.podbean.com. It's our fucking homepage. Want to watch us on fucking Twitter, you faggots? Get that Twitter shit together. Go to twitter.com/WFODicks. Fuck. And then comment on our shit, fuck. It's 314-266-WFOD. Or, if you're fucking illiterate, 314-266-9363, you fucking shitballs. Oh yeah, if you don't fucking like this, email me at wfodicks@live.com. Fuck you!